Grand Terrace, with more than 13,000 people, originally named Terrace, was added the word Grand due to its beautiful vistas and Blue Mountain Range. It's located south of Loma Linda, west of Bloomington, and east of Redlands, with only 5 churches serving in the city. Phelan, on the other hand, houses over 18,000 residents, was named after the brothers Senator James D. Phelan and J.T. Phelan, located north of Wrightwood in the high desert, southwest of Victorville, and it has 7 churches listed. In addition, we're going to pray for youth leaders who have a very difficult job ahead, knowing that 6 out of 10 of churched young people end up walking away. The good news, in a recent research, churches who integrated youth ministry in every aspect of the church and made a focus of it caused them to stay active and stick around. Will you stop and pray with us for a few minutes? Lord, we thank you for your word that says in 1 Timothy 4:12, a young man ministering, "Don't let anyone think less of you because you're young. Be an example to all believers in what you say and the way you live, in your love, your faith, and your purity." We thank you for Grand Terrace, and we thank you for Phelan. We thank you, Father, that you can bring revival. You can rise up more churches in both places. And we pray that intercessors will rise up in both cities and would make this their priority, to pray for their city, to see churches grow, for believers to be bold in their faith, for people to begin to have transformed lives, for signs and wonders to be done to display your mighty, powerful work, O God, that many people would come to know Christ, be transformed, and the cities reformed as a result. We pray, God, that there would be a boldness in evangelism, Bible studies for accountability, groups to help those who are suffering with different issues, and help them stay free from addictions. We know that the high desert is known for drugs, so we pray, God, that there would be places that people can be set free from this. We lift up youth leaders, knowing, Father, that this is a difficult ministry at this time, but we've also heard that Gen Z is starting to rise up and do some amazing things. The Asbury Revival was among young people that had been churched. And so, Father, we thank you that you can still do some amazing things, because you said not even the gates of hell would prevail against your work. And so, Father, we ask that you would fill these youth leaders with hope, encouragement, insight, discernment, wisdom, unique, innovative ways to reach this particular group, and how to connect them both when they're coming in from the younger group and moving on into adulthood, that they would feel a part of the church, not a separate unity, not a silo, but a part of an integrated part of the whole, of the body of Christ, that they would be given prophetic words that would help them move forward in their gifts and callings, that they would be able to identify their spiritual gifts and begin to operate in them, and be able to see how they can still be a useful, passionate, on fire Christian even through their adulthood. We ask for a mighty move of God in Grand Terrace, in Phelan, and among the youth and youth leaders in our county, in Jesus' name.